We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, text lines are open. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. By the way, I said it in my monologue, and you heard it again. Remember, the number is 68-RIGHT, because when I was given the option of choosing numbers and they gave me my list of options, and I saw one of them was 68-RIGHT, and I had a 68 Mustang as my first car, well, there you have it. That's why the number is what it is. But yeah, 833-687-4448. Text it or call it. Same number for both. John from Harvest says, Billy Squire. Now, there's a blast from my college past. Said, I still have his top album. He said, actually, I'm glad we didn't have social media back then, because back when I was young and stupid, I was, well, young and stupid. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that knowing how many times I sat there watching, oh, wait, what video's coming on next? Oh, hang on a second. I got to see the new Panama, Van Halen video. Oh, hang on. I got to see which one's coming. Oh, wait a minute. I got to see. The next thing I know, I'm late for class. Anyway, just, you know, there it is. The 80s. It's a good time to be in high school. Tracy from Athens says, these cell phone babies are going to learn. A cell phone's a double-edged sword. By the way, where are their parents? So here's another. That brings up a point, Tracy, which I'm going to get into more in a little while. I might just spend a minute. This might just be like a mini dipper, but these kids that are protesting right now, and I don't have any confirmation of this other than what I saw on social media, so I take that with a grain of salt, but I do think it was a credible source, said that they're already hearing right now that Columbia University has had to go online, basically doing remote learning, and that because of all the unrest on campus, that Columbia has already said that they're going to finish out this semester purely online now, and that there are people now calling for a reimbursement of their tuition. $70,000 a year, and they're calling for reimbursement of their tuition. Lauren from Right Side just walked in, by the way. I don't know if y'all are seeing the cameras, but Lauren from Right Side, I'm turning the camera around. Hello, Lauren from Right Side. There you are. I tell people all the time, if you want to advertise on Right Side, you send us a message, and Lauren from Right Side will be in touch shortly. Anyway, good to see you. Hey, make sure you get one of those shirts for y'all before you leave. Okay, good. John from Huntsville says, Phil, fantastic monologue, and Big Rig has earned extra credits for his amazing Taco Tuesday sound effect. He said, but I don't know how many he should earn, because I'm trying to figure out if it was more amazing than his Turbo Thursday sound effect. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that one beat Turbo Thursday.
I agree.
I feel confident.
I agree. I think the Taco Tuesday beat the Thursday one.
I think so. Partly because, now that I think about it, Turbo Thursday did not actually say Turbo Thursday.
It didn't.
But this one says Taco Tuesday.
Yep.
And it had Speedy Gonzalez.
I mean, we can still modify the Turbo Thursday one.
Yes. That may be a thing. I don't know how we do it. Maybe it'll just be me and you shouting in the background. I don't know. But yeah, it'll work. What else we got here? Patrick from Oak Grove says, are these kids so pathetic they just want to fit in somewhere, even if it's something this horrible? Yes, I think that is a part of it. I think there is some level of patheticness. I think there's a lot of crowd following. I think there's the sense of excitement of being a part of something big. I think this is something big. I don't understand. Look what's happening. How about this? Examine what it is you're saying. From the river to the sea, what does that mean? Well, it means wiping out what's in the middle of the river to the sea, the Jordan River to the Red Sea. What is that? Israel. Have you spent time in the Middle East, young skull full of mush? Have you been over there and actually seen what the Hamas terrorists did to the people of Israel on October 7th? Have you at least watched a video about it? Or did you just hear something that somebody told you and they gave you a keffiyeh to wear and a free tent and now you're sleeping on the lawn? Awesome. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got a whole lot more. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all. Alabama. I'm talking about Alabama. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Text lines have gone bananas today, by the way. I'm going to have to try and keep up a little bit here. So before I jump into the dipper, Let me just jump on some more text messages. Pete from Decatur says, the texture is doing that thing today where it's slow.
Yeah.
I click on it and it decides it wants to think. Said, if you've never seen anything like this, this is Pete from Decatur. I guess maybe you don't see the 60s anti-war protests, or you didn't see, where they took over the dean's offices, burning classrooms and other sorts of mayhem. Take a look at the 68 Democrat convention in Chicago. The reason we have this today is because we allowed that back then. Now, Pete, I'm not saying it didn't happen. In fact, what I was saying earlier was that campus protests are nothing new. I think I said they're nothing. There's nothing novel about them. There's nothing new under the sun here. But what I am seeing is in those protests, they were protesting things like what they believe were civil rights. They were protesting things like, you know, war, and they had a different tone. What we're seeing now is destruction of property because they have decided to rewrite history, and calling for the death of someone, and even blocking professors from getting to work, not because they don't want the professors to teach, because they don't want Jewish professors to teach. When you've got a group of students that chase a group of Jewish students, and then the Jewish students have to lock themselves in the library while the other students bang on the doors outside and say, come outside here, we'll fix you, while they yell from the river to the sea, it's different. It's as if they're hunting people. And it's not got the same tone as a, we want equality, or we don't want war, I want to burn my draft card. We're not talking free love. We're not talking about that. We're talking about an organized effort to make one section of people feel marginalized. Not equal, marginalized. Frank from Huntsville says, regarding the monologues, is Motley Crue, Home Sweet Home, number one for many weeks. Yes, indeed it was. We got a brand new texter. We'll just call him John N. from Huntsville. Oh, you know what, bud? You loaded up his place, but not his name on the texter. John N. from Huntsville says, this is John N. from Huntsville and from Elm Foundation. Yes, you are, John. I just realized who I was texting with. Thank you, man. Says, hope you're having as great a day as we're having here. Don't know if you tracked the mass protests at Tehran University against what their country is doing in support of Hamas. Unfortunately, both of them lost their scholarships along with their lives. Wow. Yeah, it's amazing. John, good to hear from you. Keith from Parts Unknown says, would a biological male transgender have to wear a burqa in an Islamic country for story hour? Those are questions that, you know, only in today's age can we think that you have to even ask. Another new texter who did not give us their name and where they're from. So tell us where you're from and who you are. Says, for the universities that allow protesters to take away their federal funding from federal guaranteed loans and let their loan pay off their own student debt. You know, here's the thing. There's a bunch of these kids that right now are going to be upset if they don't get their student loans paid. Don't you understand? I needed to be able to go protest. And by the way, some of the demands being made, like at NYU, New York University, at NYU, the demands include things like divesting of all academic relationships with Israel. Do you know if we even have any with that college? Do you? And then on top of that, they want to know that there will be no discriminatory harm brought to those who chose to protest. So let me get this straight. One of your demands is we get to do what we want to do, but we don't want to have to face any consequences. See, that's not a protest then. That's a lark. If you're out there and there's zero reason to believe there will ever be consequences, then you're not taking a stand. You're on a lark. If you're taking a stand, it means you risk the consequences. No matter what the cost, you were willing to do it. That's taking a stand. You're just on a lark, man. You're just out there just jimmying around, just skipping class. It's just free day, whoop, whoop, and that's all you've got. You don't want any penalties? Then there's not much to you in the first place. There's really not. If you think, I mean, I need to go back and now look up the verse. I have a verse that I've memorized and I just forgot the address. If you fall apart in a crisis, there was not much to you in the first place. Well, if you cannot stand during hard times for the things you say you believe in, then you obviously either A, don't believe them, or you are so risk averse that all you really wanted was just a lark. He just wanted to play. He just play. I mean, that. Listen, I mean, I left mommy's basement to do this today, and you should let me. That's where we are right now. wearing your pajama pants and feeling good about yourself until somebody says you lose your scholarship. And next thing you know, the Game Boy batteries run out and life gets hard. Thomas Mathens says, he sent me a meme. What'd you send me, man? Oh, he just.
No, he's talking about surprising you with a Taco Tuesday mariachi on May 7th. But I said, that's a good idea, but you read these texts too.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Oh, yeah. Oops, I get it. So he's telling you to surprise me, not realizing I'm reading the text along with you. All right. Nice. Yeah, so listen, these protests that are happening right now, I'll take this to the break probably. These protests that are happening right now, they are of a different tone and flavor, in my opinion. I mean, we certainly had, you know, people who protested against U.S. soldiers and called them baby killers during the Vietnam War. I know for a fact because my dad remembers being spit on when he came home from one of his tours. I know for a fact that there have been times when, you know, people challenged the status quo of the day and believed that they had a right to do so. And they did. They had a right to do so. You never have a right to burn. You never have a right to destroy. You never have a right to incite violence or to call for the harm to others. You don't. Your First Amendment rights stop when you choose to use them to inflict pain or destruction. That's just the law. And so what these kids are doing right now, some of them have no clue what they're doing. Some of them are out there dancing. Like I saw one on social media. I posted it. It's on my Twitter. You can go to my Twitter at Sen Phil Williams, S-E-N Phil Williams. I posted it this morning, and it was like, it was this whole crowd sitting around, somebody playing the bongos, and three girls dancing without music. And it looked more like a cheerleading routine, but they were all about it. And the crowd was like, yeah! And I'm thinking, well, there's a resume builder. What'd you do with your time? I skipped class and I did silent dance on the lawn. Okay. What did you accomplish with this? Nobody changed anything because of your silent dance. But do they understand what it is they're calling for? And if the roles were reversed, and I don't know, pick a demographic. If the roles were reversed and somebody was calling for all black students to be run off of campus. No, you can't do that. Well, you shouldn't. You can't. You're right. That's true. You cannot do that. What if the demographic was all females will be run off of campus? Death to the females. Okay. Guess what? You can't do that either. That's bad. Just so you know, we don't call for death to females. But apparently today, it's okay if you're calling for death to the Jews. When did anti-Semitism become fashionable? Because that's where we are. It is suddenly the fad. It is suddenly all the rage. It has suddenly become the flash mob to be able to be anti-Semitic. Yeah, they're treating Gaza bad. I mean, they're blowing things up and stuff. Yeah, they are. Guess what? Did you see what happened on October 7th? Did you see the part about when they beheaded babies? Did you see the part about when they raped and pillaged? Did you see the gang rapes that occurred? Did you see that 1,300 people who were just having a quiet morning woke up to lose their lives for no other reason than the fact that they just existed? They weren't at war. There was no war. Hamas just chose to have their day to pillage. And then on top of that, they took several hundred people hostage back to Gaza to use as human shields. The so-called soldier or freedom fighter who hides behind a captive woman or child or elderly person or other non-combatant for that matter is not a freedom fighter. They're a thug. They're a worthless sack of crap that does not deserve to be treated with anything like the Geneva Conventions. And this is, oh, by the way, the sponsored government of Gaza, because they elected Hamas. They wanted Hamas. They challenged their daily status quo by supporting Hamas. They cheered in the streets when things happened in Israel. They're not cheering now, are they? But here on a U.S. college campus where they live free and the grass is still green and there's going to be somebody to bring them bottles of water, and they're going to be able to make it home to mommy's basement in time to catch their favorite, you know, TV shows on Netflix. It's a different story. A couple of quick texts before I go to the break. John from Decatur says, when the protesters threaten the Jewish teachers and students, how is this not a hate crime? I agree. I think it is. Cameron from Decatur sent me, what did he send me? A meme, A Nation of Moochers is a book by Charles Sykes. A Nation of Moochers, America's Addiction to Getting Something for Nothing. Man, that is so on point. David from Huntsville says, well, in hindsight, I wish the Republicans would have dismissed the articles of impeachment against Trump as unconstitutional. I suppose the precedent has been set now that the opposing party, if the majority in the Senate, will just dismiss future impeachments. Yeah, man, not what I'm talking about right now, but you are so correct. I did that one the other day, too, and it's absolutely, it needs to come back around. John from Jasper, brand spanking new in the text string. Glad to have you. He says, John from Jasper, no transgender burqa. You die. And that's a good point. Yeah. All of this like queers for Palestine stuff. Do you know what they do with people who call themselves queers in Palestine? Yeah, you don't want to know. All right, take it to the break, Big Rig. We'll do that right now. We'll come back and I will actually start the dippers because what you just had right there was what we might call a mini dipper. John from Huntsville, are you paying attention? I got a whole mini dipper in. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, I'm in number one of the triple dipper. I'm calling it the war on women. And that's exactly what it is. Listen, any of y'all out there, whether you be a woman or the dad of a little girl or just somebody who cares about the, you know, the idea that society is meant to be a level playing board and not playing favorites over one over the other. We just took a step back last Friday. The Biden administration is like off their nut. It's not even a little bit. It is like in your face. The level to which they are trying to change our culture in as quick a time as they can, I think they're desperate. I was thinking about this last night. The Biden administration strikes me as being desperate to get as much done as they can in a short amount of time because they're pretty sure they're not going to have it in the next 4 years. And I hope that's true, man, because I just don't know what the life's going to be like if they get another 4 years. So they are cramming as much as they can down your throat. And they are, it's literally like they're going spider monkey on a donut. It's just they're rabid with the idea of putting progressive culture into effect. And not just like promoting it, regulating it as a matter of government. And that's what they did this past week. On Friday, Title IX, which has been in place for over 50 years to protect women's rights in education and in sports, Title IX was just revised. Like, the Secretary of Education put out his 1,500-some-odd-page list of new rules related to Title IX. Story here on Fox News came out, what day is this? Came out 4 days ago. Says Republicans are blasting new regulations for Title IX being ushered in by President Biden's Department of Education that would protect gender identity from discrimination. So first of all, understand this. There is nothing in the law that protects gender identity. We have laws that protect, you know, women from discrimination in the workplace. We have laws. We have Title IX, which I'm about to get into in more detail. We have laws that protect, you know, like equal opportunity for people of different racial demographics. We have laws that protect people from pregnancy discrimination, age discrimination. We have all those things in place. There's never been what the law calls a protected class for gender identity. Why? Because it's a freaking socialist construct. That's why. The idea of laws that protect people as a protected class is to protect them from discrimination against that which they are and over which they have no control. You cannot control what color skin you're born with. You can't control that you're born male or female. You can't control that you're getting older. You can't control that. Well, maybe you can control you're pregnant, but you know what I'm saying? That's supposed to be also it's part of life. It's the giving of life. And so the laws we have in place to protect protected classes identify them as protected classes. Lawyer Phil talking, a protected class is a matter of law. It's not because you say so. It's because the law has been duly legislated and enacted to say so. And once the law is in place, then you can have the protections. There's never been one because somebody woke up one day and decided to be a furry. There's never been one because somebody woke up and said, I think today, even though I'm born a dude, I'm going to be a chick. This is going to be awesome. I just feel it in my bones that I'm really not what my biological self's supposed to be. So I will therefore identify as different. And that's all you have to do now. So yeah, the laws under Title IX are being reinterpreted under the Biden administration. Now, luckily, this is a Title IX interpretation. It's not gone through the court system. It was not legislated into existence to be like this. Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana, he said, this is an attempt by the Biden administration to pursue an ideological agenda on gender identity and to inject federal bureaucrats into the parent-child relationship. Yeah, that's fair. Basically, what he's saying is, hey, Secretary of Education is going to say, if your kid wants to be a transgender, go to school, you can't tell him he can't. Really? But I'm his dad. Nope, can't do it. If the Secretary of Education says so, that's just the way it is because, you know, he's Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, former teachers union worker. Awesome. He's got power now. Biden announced the new regulations for Title IX this past Friday morning. Just in time for the weekend, right? Expanding the definition of sex discrimination to include both sexual orientation and gender identity. Look, Title IX has been around since 1972. I pulled a piece off the AP here that describes it. Signed into law by President Richard Nixon. It's only one sentence long. Here's Title IX in its entirety. No person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in or be denied the benefits of or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity that receives federal financial assistance. Okay. By the way, that's going to wind up being a private school that takes money for free and reduced lunches for its kids. Just so you know. The law, by the way, is meant to ensure equality between men and women in education. It's broad. It covers K-12 and colleges and universities, vocational schools, libraries, museums. It applies to tens of millions of students. It was designed to protect things like athletics, education in the classroom, prevention of sexual assault, employment, admissions in colleges, even financial assistance. And now, all you got to do is say, I've decided today I identify as, and then pick your flavor. And yeah, guess what? You get a whole new realm of opportunity under Title IX as far as Biden sees it. All right, we're going to talk about this from a legal perspective, coming up with Laura Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two already. And proud to bring on somebody who I consider to be a friend. Laura Clark is currently serving as the president of the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, founded by she and her husband, Matt Clark. Laura has her undergraduate degree from Freed Hardeman University and a law degree and a master's in alternative dispute resolution, both from the Jones School of Law down in Montgomery. And we're proud to have her on the show today. Laura Clark, how are you doing?
Hey, Phil, how are you?
I am good. I'm good. Good to hear from you. Thanks for making time today.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
So, all right, let me just throw it out there. Title IX, the Biden administration is just content to use its pen to regulate law into non-existence. In essence, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just absolutely unconstitutional, and I don't see it standing up for very long.
Well, I would hope not. I mean, I look at it and think, first of all, am I correct in saying there's never been a designated protected class under the law for gender identity?
Well, no, unless you want to count what happened with Bostock, but it certainly hasn't been applied to Title IX before.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite the intent of Congress to see this happen the way it is. In fact, we're seeing a pretty vivid reaction right now from members of Congress. And I think that to some degree it could blow back on them. But where is this thing going? I know you have your finger on the pulse of special interest law out there. Is anybody going to bring suit sometime soon?
Well, I'm hearing that ADF is supposed to. Certainly, Alabama Center for Law and Liberty would love to get on in on that as well. There are so many great routes you can go on here. Number one, this is done via executive action. So that's a whole issue. It really hurts freedom of speech because part of it is that our teachers have to call a student by their preferred pronouns. Another thing is you can go after them from parental aspect because, you know, the teachers don't have to inform the parents that they're calling them by a different pronoun, and thus kind of giving them a double life. You can go at it from an aspect of protecting girls in sports, from a protection standpoint for them in the bathroom. I mean, in many ways, it's just absolutely erasing women. I'm really surprised the feminists aren't up in arms, but of course they're kind of inconsistent these days.
Yeah. Feminists are almost non-existent right with now. Women.
Yeah, honestly, transgenders have taken that over too. But yeah, so I mean, I think there's so many great aspects to go after it. I don't expect the next if Trump gets back in office, I can see him also putting a stop to it because this really was an Obama era order, and Trump put a stop to it while he was in office. So, I mean, and then of course Biden reinstated that. But yeah, I can really see Trump doing that.
Well,
putting it back on.
I would absolutely believe that Trump would, and that's part of the beauty of this being an executive order is it can be rescinded. I say beauty, but the fact that it's an executive order, it's you know, legislation by executive fiat. You mentioned ADF a minute ago. For those who don't know, that's Alliance Defending Freedom. And you're with the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. There are groups out there, both on the left and the right. The left side, you might think of SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU. But there are groups out there that are actually fighting in court on a regular basis for conservative and traditional values. And that's what you're well-versed in. So you do see the potential here for a claim like sometime very soon.
Absolutely. I really think that, you will see something pretty well immediately before this thing even goes into effect. And you can do that just on the theory that, you know, it will cause harm potentially should this go into effect. So I think they have perfect standing to start going after it now. I think we have perfect standing to go after it now.
Well, yeah, I think we do. I don't know if you saw this too, but part of the law, part of the regulations changes the way they handle sex discrimination on campuses. Under the Trump administration, there was a requirement that you could face your accuser, which you would think would be constitutional, if there was an allegation of sexual assault or discrimination. And we've had some very high-profile cases in recent years where college students had their lives ruined by fake claims. Not that they're all fake, but when they are, it's devastating if you're not allowed to have a true hearing and save your own, you know, career, your education. And they're rolling that back right now, saying that you won't be allowed to have that level of due process under the new regulations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of an odd contradiction as well, because basically what it's saying is, believe all women. You don't even have a chance to have your accuser tell you whether or not, you know, what they're accusing you of and cross-examine them. So believe all women, but at the same time, don't protect the women. So it's okay. It's bad if, you know, somebody rapes the woman and it's just, you know, a usual straight male. But if you send a male that believes he's a woman into a locker room and, you know, lets him change there, no, that's good. That's totally fine.
Yeah, then you're the homophobe for not wanting that to take place in your locker room. That's just, well, all right. So this has been issued. I tell you where I also see it. I think there's going to be a religious accommodation issue here. I think you're going to wind up seeing like Christian schools who have been taking, I don't know, free and reduced lunch money from the federal government, suddenly being told you have to allow transgenders on your high school girls' soccer team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think you're going to see this even down to elementary schools, you know, because, yeah, they take federal funding just for school lunch programs, you name it.
Well, apparently your dog doesn't like this. I can tell in the background. But
no, he's very upset about it. He says that if I've gotten sick, so should the rapist.
That was a good quick comeback. Well, all right. So I guess this goes into a political question. But I can't help but wonder if President Biden really knows what his administration just did. If he's even lucid or consistently aware that they just took an axe to a law that I would imagine in his 40 years in D.C., he regularly supported or called for, you know, support of or used as a bludgeon to stop anybody from doing anything that could be considered conservative. And now he's basically just redefining it entirely away from where it was designed under the original Title IX in 1972.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think he really understands what he, I think he's trying to score political points with the left. I really do. I think he's, you know, desperately trying for anything that would get him reelected because, I mean, his numbers are frankly terrible. But I don't think he understands how bad it is what he's doing or how inconsistent.
All right. So to bring a lawsuit on this, what's first? I mean, I know you have to find a plaintiff and you have to find somebody who has a cause of action with actual damages, but what kind of person are we talking about? How could this initiate into legal action?
Well, I mean, anybody, honestly, because it has so much wide sweeping implications. I mean, you name it. It could be a teacher at like a federally funded school. It could be a student, especially a girl that plays on girls' sports teams, because they're going to be highly implicated in this. It could be a student that, you know, who's gone into the, you know, could use a bathroom, and or any student, especially a girl, uses the bathroom, and a transgender now has to be allowed to use the bathroom of their choice. I mean, the world is open now, you know.
That's a plaintiff type action. Could an attorney general go ahead and just fight this thing from a state AG standpoint?
I believe so, yes. I think they could, especially because their state schools would be receiving this federal funding. And so they have a right to kind of fight for their schools and their teachers and their employees.
More to come. I mean, it is wide, wide, wide open. I tell you what, if you hear of any cases coming, I sure would appreciate you keeping us in touch and let us know if there's a means by which this radio show can take part in the fight. But in the meantime, Laura Clark, Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, thanks for making some time for us today. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Phil.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, this is so. As we head into the break, let me just say that the war on women, it's real. It's not just a euphemism. It's not just like a clickbait kind of statement. I mean, for instance, here's one: the Concerned Women of America published a statement on this very thing, and they're asking the same question I did: where are the feminists right now? This is an organization whose sole purpose in life is to establish public policy that protects women, and they are saying that this particular set of rules now reinterprets the meaning of sex with vague, undefined, and subjective categories like gender identity. They say that Biden's rule rejects that sex is defined as biologically male and female. Women and girls are now losing their rights, they say, to equality of opportunity because of males who self-identify as women being given new rights to take their place. Peggy Nance, who's the CEO and the president of Concerned Women's Action for Legislative Action, says Biden's regressive rule erases our status as women and the protections that should go with it, disproportionately harming biological women and girls for what she calls the new heroes of the day, which are men who claim to be women. And this ends by saying, the Caitlin Clarks of this world, they must make way for mediocre, self-obsessed males to steal our status, our spaces, and our sports. Where are the feminists? It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right, folks, we will be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Taking some text messages real quick before I move on. John from Elkmont, regarding the earlier topic with college kids protesting, he says, these college kids probably don't even know why they hate Jews so much. It's because God made his covenant with the Jews, gave his word through the Jews, and gave us his Savior through the Jews. They hate the Jews because Satan hates the Jews. We're one incident away from seeing that they hate Christians the same way. Okay. Yep. There you go, John. Thank you. John from Harvest says, With people able to decide or change their gender designations, compliance with Title IX is now subjective. It follows that enforcement will be subjective as well. I'm sure we don't have to worry that enforcement of subjective rules will be abused to target people the officials just don't like. Yeah, certainly not, John. I can't imagine that happening. Never, ever. By the way, keep in mind that Miguel Cardona, the Secretary of Education who promulgated these rules under the Biden administration, just filed suit against the nation's largest Christian university. Yeah. Thomas Mathins, the Protected Kids in California Act, a petition requesting for voting on restoring gender sanity for youth protection. It was submitted last August, has been submarined by the California AG and potentially got further damaged by California Superior Court Justice 3 days ago. I have no doubt, man. It's California. It's amazing. I feel like we've lost California almost. Mike from Athens says, when was the first Trump-Biden debate? What? What does that guy do with anything? I don't understand what the question was. Moving on. Richard T. from Madison says, question, a girl can play on the boys' football team, such as a kicker, but a boy can't play on the girls' teams? We praise one, but don't condone the other. Transgender guys should not be allowed to play on girls' teams. And then he says, sorry, what about transgender bathrooms? Okay. Richard, I'm really not a fan of girls playing on the boys' football team either, just to be honest. I mean, I think that there are times when it's just okay to have a bunch of guys or a bunch of girls. You don't have to blend everything. Not everything has to be, you know, divided up. Mashed up so that you've got the blurring of the lines between the two. So the idea that a girl is the kicker on the football team, okay. But I guarantee you're not going to see a girl playing on the line. And if you do, I would question her testosterone levels already.